you got that right there.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't.
We're taking pictures of the show to post online later.
An institute you can't disparage. Ask the local.
We are recording, I believe.
This whole time we've been recording.
And they yes, we're good.
Say it's
hey, Pig.
Elementary. Try, try, try to separate them. It's an illusion. Try, 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 and you will only come to this conclusion.
Love. I love this song.
Like all welcome to Raw Radio, is it?
We just walked. Wait, what happened to the British accent, darling?
Hey, Pig, this is Raw Radio.
Who are you? Why are you in my bedroom?
Hello. Don't be coarse.
Coarse, darling, I can't do this anymore. This lifestyle does not fit me.
Did you say cunt?
I
or
can't.
Did you call me a cunt?
No, dear. Put your whiskers down and your knickers up. It's not going to happen. I'm going to go to the loo to relieve myself.
Broadcasting from Times.
You sounded like a Japanese.
From Japan.
Raw Radio podcast.
Podcast.
Is
coming
delivering
live
everything from the UK.
Amy Winehouse's womb.
Hello and welcome. We have a bit of a laugh on this show.
I'm actually coming
Party
from
heart.
Amy Winehouse's new boobs because that she purchased recently.
Amy Winehouse
purchased tits.
Quite a she whore. Did.
She's not a whore.
A course.
She's a crack whore.
She's a crack whore.
We sound like witches of Eastwick. Well,
why?
What you got in the pot of stew?
Oh, you have a big nose.
Ooh,
oh, we have,
we have a little guest at the door for tea.
Chip, chip, cheerio. Let's see, shall we open the door? It is
Andre.
On you.
Come in and have some tea.
Hello.
Jordan.
Hello. Welcome.
What's up, Jordan? Jordan, everybody. Everybody, this
Hello,
is Jordan,
Jordan.
My upstairs
Jordan.
Neighbor.
Interrupting
you guys? No, not at all. You're actually here on the right time. Have a seat. Enjoy the show. You're not interrupting anyone, Jordan.
I need a DVD or something.
Really? You can't? You need a DVD? What, you're bored upstairs? You just got home from work. That's right.
She just came to the store.
Fuck
a DVD store.
You have live entertainment right here.
All right.
Like, just watch us.
Okay, I will.
What's better, a DVD or like watching a live radio show that's completely freestyled?
It's Raw
Radio.
Right. So let's get on this.
Yeah, let me predict you what the DVD is. Reese Witherspoon had a connection with Alec Baldwin in this
Whoa,
summer's greatest hits.
Alec Baldwin, that's too old.
Sugar, sugar.
Miramax Pictures presents Bullshit DVD, out now. That's what you're going to watch.
Romantic comedy of the year.
Two thumbs up. Your
hey,
ass.
Have you seen Avatar, Jordan?
We all love
Everyone
Avatar.
Everyone loves Avatar.
All we do is talk about Avatar lately, actually.
We've become Navis.
No, we wish we were Navis because they're like more conscious than us. They're
and
more
sexy.
Completely sexy. All of them were fit. Were there any like fat Navis?
I didn't see one fat Navi, no.
That's my to-do list tomorrow.
I didn't see a single obese Navi.
No, I want to be one of them. Like, I walked out of that theater horny.
Yeah,
and
they
everyone
look pretty
did.
Sexy.
Everything was
so
just
hot.
So hot. Everyone
well,
was
they
hot.
Had the skin
what,
tight.
What about Avatar made you walk out of the theater feeling horny?
The bodies, the interaction, the connectedness, their consciousness, they're like
wow.
The way they would look at each other, they were so they could see each other.
I see you. By the way, yeah, I have in the studio Yeva. Yeva, I see you.
Hi, Alex.
Mel, I see you.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Welcome to Raw Radio. This is show
Yay.
9.
Show 9.
9 already?
Yeah.
Wow.
We put together a quick show because Future is about to leave to Canada.
Future.
And I'm like, he's an opinionated motherfucker.
With good opinions, might I say.
Good opinions.
And he's on his
and
way.
And before he leaves, I'm sure he has a lot of shit to just let go. And fucking move to Canada.
He has a lot of baggage to drop.
If you're
going
to go to Canada, don't you have a few things to say about America? Seriously.
That's right.
Don't you want to wait till you get to the other side before you say the real shit?
Cross that border.
That's a valid point, actually.
I mean, depends on what he's got to say, you know?
They're listening right now.
Are they?
Baby,
baby.
I wish that's how all the dreams got introduced. Like, you know when you're falling asleep, you have a soundtrack that takes you to the dream.
Transitional music.
I'm in the industry of, like, making special effects and doing commercials and stuff like that, and
right.
I know the stuff that goes into special effects in movies. But
right.
Speaking of Avatar, this was the first movie in a long time that I couldn't tell the difference what was computer generated and what was real anymore.
Well, I think it was a combination of both.
Well,
except for the real, like the flying creatures or something, but the humans, I think they were a combination of both. That's why the interaction was so real. It wasn't like he was interacting with some CGI created.
No, I know, like the motion was captured from real humans to make that movie.
They were acting
I know about
together.
That, right? But I'm talking about like when they were amidst the foliage and the leaves in the forest.
Iowa.
Some of that stuff looked amazingly real. Like,
well, technology's advanced.
Either that or, yeah, leaves and explosions and things like that are like
was
no longer a joke.
Was it more visually stimulating or more like
everything
mentally,
combined?
Everything?
It was a combination of all of it.
What
that's
was
why
the concept
this...
of the story?
It was a fresh idea. You have to see it.
I have to see it.
I got to tell you, the previews...
Getting back to the basics.
The previews like and trailers did not...
Which is more enlightened.
Yeah. What is?
I think the word primitive is used in the wrong way. Like you would say, oh, they were so primitive. But primitive means to me more enlightened, more connected with
right.
Earth
right.
and nature. So when you're primitive, primate, yeah. like you yeah. are connected with the source.
Because you're closest to the earth.
Technologically advanced doesn't make us better.
Yeah, yeah, right. yeah. Those who live among the earth, closer to the earth, are the most spiritual beings on earth.
They're grounded to source, were, yeah.
they actually connected their hairpiece to the earth, so you can't get any more connected
that.
To that.
I want that. That was so inappropriate. I really want that. I want that hair thing so bad.
Oh man, I gotta.
Timmy's
this.
The king of appropriates. So Future's gonna drop in any minute, just like Jordan did.
Future.
She just knocked on the door like 2 seconds ago.
What's
I love
up,
that.
Jordan.
I saw her last night. She came in. She's like, "What's up? What's going on? You dudes are cool. You're the only ones in this building that talk." She came in and she told me like I'm the only one, and I'm so surprised no one else has their doors open. Aww. Just like,
well, it's America. They have to live
like
in fear.
Yes.
Right. Watch
close
Fox 11 and lock your doors real quick.
Right. Quickly.
Watch the news.
Real quick.
They'll get you
fear.
If you don't.
What's
hurry up.
His name Bill
Shakespeare.
No, Bill Shakespeare.
Bill
Maher. No, not Bill Maher. The
Bill
other guy.
Ma?
The angry Fox 11 news guy. Bill O'Reilly.
O'Reilly.
Yeah, they're all O'Reilly'd out sitting at their places.
It's one of the reasons I started this show is because those idiots get a lot of attention and airtime.
Mm-hmm.
Mainstream media is dying. What we're doing right now is the future.
It's not dying. It's just becoming this machine.
It's dead. It's for the brain dead. It's not for anyone who's awake.
I love it when people watch things on TV and they totally believe it. Like, sometimes my parents.
Yeah, that's like, the scary
well,
thing.
Well, they
is,
get caught up in all that negative news.
But I'm the type of person that would question my dad, if like he was watching it. I'd be like, do you really believe this?
Well,
or
I do say
on?
That to them. Yeah.
You do, right? So that's normal to do.
Of course.
But sometimes I know some people who just don't even bother. They're like, oh, they just leave that alone. Like,
no, it's always good to question, especially if you have like a little bit advanced parents. Because some parents are so traditional, you can't even have normal human conversations with them. It's like, because I told you so, I said so. This is how it is.
They don't have that much life
experience. Some parents are actually your friends as well.
Yeah. Yes.
You know? And I'm sure you have one of those parents. I've seen your parents. They're very cool. Your mom
is
a yoga teacher.
I did. I asked
come
him,
on.
I asked him, Dad, are you watching this? You believe it? He goes, no, I'm watching Fox 11, so I know what not to believe.
I like that.
I go, okay, that kind of makes
sense. Well, you are the guy who went to Japan with your dad. Not many Armenian, specifically, parents just, you know, go to Japan.
Japan was out of control amazing.
My parents are
you're not the first to say.
I wanted to do a whole show on Japan, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because there's so many like details to talk about, because Japan is all about the details. It's what makes it so great is they're all about the details.
Also, the interaction between people, like the way they say hello, the traditions, and how they come
well,
through.
Well, aren't they like really ahead of us? Like
from
years?
A hello, you can probably. Tell about years. 10 things about a person than a normal handshake would. And they are ahead of us, Mel.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Definitely.
Technology, everything. Just
architecture.
Some person art. In Japan that's working at like the 7-Eleven, for an example. He's not like the average person working at a 7-Eleven here. Who's
no,
just
they
like,
have like a degree in physics, but they're just in school right now.
No, I don't know about I don't know about that, but I'm talking about their attitude
their way
and
through.
I understand
another
demeanor on life. Like, if you say hello to them, they'll stop what they're doing and they'll acknowledge the fact that someone said hello to
human,
them.
Human respect.
There's a human respect and an understanding that you should give time where time is due, no matter what the situation. Otherwise, you're not a human being.
Well, basically,
being.
They're
well,
in the
they
now.
Don't they meditate more than most people out here? Don't they have that kind of like daily meditation?
The ritual, the cultural kind of, rituals yeah. probably call for certain things that are close to meditation. You know, the tea drinking and the way they drink the tea and how they pour the tea. It's all, you know, an art. Where are you going, Alex?
I'm not going anywhere. I thought someone was at the door, but it's the food delivery guy. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Let's grab the food. What does he have?
No, there's all kinds of crazy customs in Japan. Like, I usually follow a lot of iPhone apps because I develop for the iPhone. And one of the apps that is out there that's really fucking crazy is for Japanese girls.
Ooh.
It's something with bathroom etiquette.
Ooh.
And basically, every time a Japanese girl goes to the bathroom, she doesn't want to make any noise because it's considered improper, like
right.
the noise of flushing water or
wow.
putting your clothes off and
I understand.
On, like anything. Like, so this app creates like noise,
ambiance
while you're in the bathroom, so that you are completely
just like
proper.
Turns on the water faucet to encourage someone. Yeah.
Why doesn't he just turn? Wait a minute. Hold on. Yeah. Hold on. At first, I'm like amazed, and then I'm like, wait a minute. Why don't you just put on your freaking iPod on your iPhone and play a song?
Because the song is obvious. This maybe creates natural sounds. Like
what? like crickets chirping, like a tiger in the background. Like, what does it do that could be in the bathroom at that time?
Tiger.
I have no idea. That's a good question.
Birds
I have
chirping.
No idea. But a bathroom is an experience in its own in Japan. Like the toilets,
static.
The toilets are like lazy boys.
Well, really?
I'm telling you, there's about
15. Do they have bidets in Japan?
Oh my God.
Five
kinds of bidets.
Does it wipe your ass for you?
Wow. It has a bidet if you're a male.
Bidets are pretty cool though.
They
I
are.
Have to say.
I like
bidets
to say
bidets are pretty cool, I have to say.
They have a bidet if you're a male, female, or a transvestite setting. Like, every setting is on these
they
bidets.
They even have right? it for pets.
There's buttons.
One toilet is the bidet, the toilet, your radio station,
oh
your on-demand network. And
seriously? How long do they go to the bathroom?
Computer, internet?
You might as well, dude.
They have hemorrhoids.
They're doing wee.
They have hemorrhoids because they spend so much time. No, I think it has a hemorrhoid massager that keeps you from having hemorrhoids. As soon as you
relaxing.
Sit down, like a motion sensor tells a fan to go off. So first of all, there's no odors, right?
Ooh, I like
you.
That.
And then there's like settings for the water squirter. If you're male, there's one direction. If you're a female, it points at a different angle.
Really?
And then there's
settings. Can you use that to masturbate with?
Dude, I'm sure. When I first did it, I started giggling like a little girl, right? But then I got used to it, and I was like looking forward to cleaning myself that way, right?
It was pleasurable, wasn't it?
No, but I didn't stay there for like 5 minutes.
Do you think any girls like go in there and just like put it on the hardest and start?
That's the thing.
Hold on, I'm almost done.
Once you pick the gender of your cleanliness, then there's settings 1 through 10 of how fast you want that jet stream to go
up. I think the girl one could go really fast.
When you say a girl, I think you're speaking of yourself.
And I think there's a setting where it goes like this. No?
The vibrate setting?
Yeah, like the sprinklers.
You haven't just booked a ticket.
Pulsating. You mean the pulsating?
What's the first flight out to Japan?
That's the next trip. Field trip. Raw radio, field trip.
Hangara.
Toilet and jet stream.
Oh, toilet. Masturbator.
Oh, yasumi nasai.
Hey. No sound to make up with piso.
We have relocated raw radio to Japan.
Oh, masturbator!
There's a new home for raw radio.
Okay.
Hey, last week when we did the show, we just started from nothing, right? We just started having a conversation, and Timmy was our guest. All of a sudden, he's like, "Is that how you guys introduce me?" I go, "Timmy, that's how the show is. Do you want us to be one of those shows where they have like 15 sound bites?"
I know those. It's like a party.
You know what I'm talking
yes,
about?
Yes. Yeah, like overlapping each other.
Yeah. The whole point is for it to show that, listen to this show. It's such a fucking party. You're listening
it's like
to
gun
raw
sounds,
radio.
Machine radio, like machine guns.
Yeah.
You wanted an intro? Like a long intro?
We don't need that shit. You know, we keep it eloquent and clean. Right, Jordan? High five. I like the fact that you're a studio audience guest today, actually.
We always need it.
But I hate those. Hey, Pat, do you have any of those sounds we queued up? Actually, you do, because we talked about
who's
this
a caregiver and who's a drug dealer? What?
Medical marijuana
so
caregivers came out in force to protest a rule change.
Like, what the hell is that? Do we need that? We don't need that. All it is like layered sound to make the show exciting. Like, yeah, this is a party. And if you don't listen, you're missing out.
Wait, how about when they announce the traffic? Or I think it's the traffic. They have techno music in the background.
Wait, are we at the 95 freeway? That seems to be backed up. Okay, go ahead.
And you do the talking.
Okay, go ahead. I'm over here, John. We're looking over the 805 freeway. Looks like we got a lot of heavy traffic.
Why? Really?
Ooh,
why?
It looks like
why?
A party down there, John.
Oh, you're busting out the Hennessy.
Like, why that techno for traffic specifically?
Because traffic is a fucking party. Don't you know that?
You gotta fill in, you know, that boringness of it.
When you're sitting there back to back and it's a fucking parking lot out there. Don't you feel like you're in a rave scene?
A little bit, you know? Everybody bring out their glow sticks.
A little bit, you know? A little bit.
A little bit. Yeah,
you know that
is this a 1, 2, 3?
Uh-oh.
Hey, she's taking a sweet little time. Maybe we should take a little break. See what's going on with everything. What do you think? Or should we hold on for a minute?
Possibly. Maybe they were, you know, in danger.
I meant future, not...
You want to talk about your Happy New Year's?
Happy New Year,
happy
by the way,
New
everyone.
Year.
Happy New Year
it
to all of you.
It is a Happy New Year. It really feels
and
different.
And Merry Christmas, Armenian Christmas.
Oh, yeah, today's Armenian Christmas.
Let me tell you something. Something feels weird about... Something feels weird about this year's New Year.
What
it's a little, is it? I don't know. A little
it's a little different. A little different.
A little energized.
A little less energized. I definitely feel more balanced. Da, 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 more balanced.
Something dun, pretty dun, damn amazing dun, dun, is happening.
Balance.
We have guests.
Just walked into the room. I'm sorry, Future. We're going to beep his name twice because I already said it once before. Don't worry. Two beeps. Nothing
future.
New to the show.
Future in the house.
Yeah. Hello. What's wow. We have Future. Guests have and their bikes.
Okay, we're going to take a little break, gather our thoughts so we don't scream on top of each other, but we'll be right fucking
Hello.
Back.
That's right.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. When I grew up, I called him mine. He would always laugh and say, "Remember when we used to play?" Bang, bang, I shot you down. Bang, bang, you hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, I used to shoot you down. Music played and people sang. Just for me, the church bells rang. Don't know why. And till this day, sometimes I cry. He didn't even say goodbye. He didn't take the time to lie. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me.
Yeah, yeah, I just do it to
Are these kids from Afghanistan?
This is super boring.
Is where?
Oh, yeah, right.
Alejandro!
Hey, we're on. We're back. I love that song.
Me too.
We needed to mellow out a little bit, you know
That's
what I mean?
Definitely the most amazing movie, Kill Bill.
Absolutely. Volume 1.
Great movie.
I want to be her in real life. Like
Future. Say what?
Hey, hello.
What? Future is on the show because he's leaving to Canada tomorrow.
Lucky him.
I am.
You are leaving the United States right before it crumbles.
He's going to have awesome health care from now on.
Yeah, you bastard. You asshole. You're not taking us with you.
Hey, listen. Can we do a fictitious marriage so in case I need an operation, I can just do it through you?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
I don't mind that.
How do you feel about leaving America and going to Canada back to your homeland for good?
Well, nothing's for good though. Like
right,
everything's
for now.
Good for now.
For now.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Maybe that's too much of a question because you're the type of guy that goes with the flow.
Yeah.
You know?
I try to.
And actually that's
why
I like it
helps me stay sane.
It helps you stay sane. That's why I like having you around. You're a very aware human being.
He definitely
future.
Is.
Future. Yeah.
You don't like to go by your real
so
name.
So many bleeps in this segment.
So far only 3. I'm doing okay.
Well, let's stay at 3.
Jeez.
I'm a Marlboro man, so
then
just I know the foggy I said that.
Every time
entity
ball smoke. Yeah.
Hey, Future, you think you can give us a little freestyle later?
Yeah,
but we didn't bring any of your beats, but maybe we could pick something, like something instrumental.
Oh, he did bring his beats. He's always ready.
We'll figure it out.
The future is always ahead of itself.
What I like about
ahead and behind, though, you know, entropy, right. Crazy.
What I like about when Future freestyles, it's not usually, or when he actually writes his songs or whatever, it's not usually, yo, we got the Benz, we got the beams, we got the 24 rims, we doing this, we better than you. He goes into like,
well, he's
yeah,
a little above the material
bullshit.
Level of things, not well, a little, a lot actually.
Boring shit you hear all the time, right? He's away from that. He
I'm easily
about,
bored. I have
he talks
a very
about like. Stanley Kubrick type shit, 2001 type shit. He goes into space and comes back from the future to tell you something. He says our technology sucks.
He's his name.
Tell us a little about that.
Our technology sucks. It's terrible.
It does. It's kind of ugly, right?
Well, basically, yeah. I'm sorry.
It's ugly and I'm bored with it. Like, everything I do is on a computer, right. Other than smoke Marlboros and drink. But it's ugly technology. Like, the more you look at it, the more you use it. We just make them faster, but we don't know how we think.
Well, we're trying to probe the infinite with very small toy-like
limited
instruments. What we're trying to understand, we have very limited instruments to even probe that realm of understanding.
Yeah.
Conceptually, we can, but the tools are not developed yet.
Exactly, right. We're using Newtonian science. It's like 400 years old, and we're trying to act like we're God already.
Wow.
And it's like, whatever. Like, we're going against a 14-billion-year-old computer.
Right.
Right.
You know? Like, and that computer's been tested. Like, like the trees will be around way at, like, the trees that were like, they look at us and they're like, yo, these humans are crazy. They're trying to kill everything.
But
and
they just
like,
wait patiently.
They're waiting patiently, and they're like, yo, the dinosaurs tried the same shit. Like,
you know?
And they're like, they're not here.
But it's okay. They're not worried, because they know we have our time. Oh, we're going to be gone soon.
We'll be gone. There'll be something
just
next.
A little memory.
You know? So hopefully we can queue up that beat. Maybe you could do a little freestyle, just give us some final words.
That'd be cool.
It's not really final. I'm sure you're going to be back soon.
Nothing's ever final.
Nothing's final, but... While we set that up, I like to talk about the lyrics about music, because the older I get, the more I pay attention to the lyrics.
The wiser, not older. We don't use the O word.
Wiser. Okay, I like that. I'll go with that. The wiser I get.
Don't need to change your voice. Like, hello.
I feel like when I use words like wiser and lover, I need to be like
I love
a
70-year-old
man. Me and my lover were in the jacuzzi last night.
And especially when young people use it, it's so much more amazing.
That's what's a little awkward. When
what's amazing is to be in love, though.
Yeah, it is.
Love is a refreshing thing about life.
It's love and fair. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get sappy soapy, I was saying the wiser I get, the more I pay attention to lyrics and music. Before, it was all about melodies. It was all about, the catchiness. But the wiser I get, the more I listen to lyrics. And Future's one of those guys where his lyrics just make you think. That's another. Future's one of those guys where his lyrics make you think. And when he does his shit, it's on another level. Basically, it's beyond the beat. It just goes into more like solving a riddle type of thing.
It's poetry.
There is no answer, though.
Poetry.
There is no answer.
Like, there isn't an answer. Once you give an answer, that's it.
Right.
It's crystallized. It's solidified.
Yeah, right.
But you raise questions. You raise questions, which is important.
Questions are
different.
I like
you. You're awesome.
Thanks.
I like you too, Lex. Awesome.
Thank you, man.
Pat, I like you. I like
everybody. We're all
sorry for saying your real name 18 times.
It's cool.
Well, he's leaving the country. So
yeah, that's
okay.
Right. NSA, CIA.
But do you give your music out for free, or are you one of those guys that holds on to your shit until it's perfected?
I am a little perfection idiot, but... I'm starting my site, hubiefuture.com.
Right.
And then when that's done, I put it up for free because I have no idea how to make money off it.
Because, by the way, the most profitable movie in 2009 was Star Trek.
I love that
Garbage.
Movie.
Garbage. Oh, sorry.
Not that movie, but Star Trek concept.
Oh, Star Trek.
Okay,
great.
But I'm talking about the latest one.
Star Trek fan. Huge.
Yeah, huge. Me too. Yeah. So ahead of its time.
And at the same time.
Met LeVar Burton once. It was great. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's birthday party.
Yeah. And at the same time, Star Trek was the most downloaded BitTorrent online.
Really?
So look at the correlation between
this.
Not only did the movie industry make record-breaking $10 billion profit this year, but Star Trek is an example of the most downloaded is the most profitable.
I wonder why.
And at the same time, Star Trek had a 7.5 gigabyte file available online of a very high-quality version of its movie. So they gave the best version of its movie away for free. But at the same time, they made the most fucking money. There's fucking power in this giving shit away for free. People aren't fucking listening.
Alex.
I'm calm.
The power is in the calmness. No, it's okay. I like you when you get flared up.
Yeah, totally calm.
No, I like it. Yeah. I love it. Oh, by the way, I want to congratulate all of you on doing this show. It's I feel lucky to be a part of it, to be able to watch you guys do this.
Thank you.
You guys are doing something special.
Thank you so much for being here, because you added definitely a significant, specific flavor.
You do add.
Thank you. I'll try to... I'm definitely going to listen to the show all the time because it could keep my sanity.
Thank you. You're listening
Don't
to this.
Don't keep your sanity.
Actually, I am crazy, so it's all right.
Who needs it?
The only people who survive are crazy, actually.
Yeah. Only crazy people change the world.
Doesn't it require craziness to ignite a fire?
Absolutely.
At how crazy a fire is.
We are the fire.
Right. But you need to ignite other people's fire. Yeah. Actually, just worry about igniting your fire.
Yeah. No, you should be selfish in some ways.
You should be selfish in always.
I was going to say that, but I was afraid to. So.
Don't. Let's put it out there right away. real quick.
You brought a book with you, Future. Yeah. We always have people in this room who are just amazing photographers, animators, designers.
Jay's my neighbor. Uh-huh. One day we kind of met him.
Yeah.
Just we kind of met outside, started talking, and then I just kind of realized that Jay's this like really exceptionally bright guy, and we were just talking, and the more and more Stillwaters Run Deep. So
yeah, this book of his has really amazing photos, incredible, amazing photos.
And the way it's edited together though, it's a story though. Like it's kind of it's not just photos.
Yeah,
you get a texture and a feeling and like a ride going through it, and that is something that like I've never seen, and this is something that he really has seen, you know, and
it's incredibly raw.
It's incredibly raw.
In your face has a lot of emotion. Right.
Exactly.
What's the book called so people know what to buy?
Reflections.
It's Reflections by Jay Kellogg. And here's Jay Kellogg. Let's talk about him for a little bit. I met you at New Year. What's up, Jay? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Hey, it's a professionally bound book, man. This is a good job you did here.
Oh, well, thanks.
It looks good.
I used the iPhoto.
And you order them and they come out looking like this. You can actually sell this at a store.
Yeah. It's pretty expensive, though, but...
Oh, I see.
How much did it cost?
This book, I think it was like $80.
That's fine. You can sell this for more.
What did you learn being in Iraq that we don't know, man?
What's up?
You were in Iraq. What did you learn that we don't know?
What did I learn? You don't know.
Yeah. Taking these amazing photographs.
If anything, it was about...
Get close to the mic, brother.
Yeah, sorry. The thing I learned the most, I think this book symbolizes to me, is connection.
Connection to people?
Yeah.
Explain that. What do you mean?
Well, going to Iraq and through my experiences and the things that happened, you kind of have to shut yourself off in a way.
Uh-huh.
In order to...
Emotionally?
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's a lot of tragedy around you?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you get victimized, I guess is a good way of putting it. And you close yourself off. And this book is an attempt to reopen up.
Okay. You close yourself off and you're more open to seeing your surroundings when you're at a place like this, right? Is what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I started taking my camera. This is the second deployment, and I had the opportunity to take pictures. And
right.
I started interviewing some of these people who I took pictures of, and it allowed me to, like, reconnect to that thing that I had to kind of shut off the first deployment.
Yeah.
So.
You came back a different person, I'm sure, after something like that, right?
Yeah.
Definitely changes a person to see human.
Were you in fear of your life when you were in Iraq?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, every day.
There was that sense every day, huh?
Yeah. You feel like a caged animal.
Seriously.
Seriously, because it could come any time. Yeah. That's the part that's kind of crazy about it, is nothing will happen for 2 weeks and then...
All of a sudden, an explosion.
All of a sudden, like, your buddies get blown up.
How long were you there for?
I did 2 deployments, so that's a total of 14 months.
Wow.
So, wow, together. Thank you. Well... Jay Kellogg, like, this is a good job, man. This is a great book. I could totally see this being sold at a store.
Definitely, and I would actually buy it.
Yeah.
You should maybe
go see a publisher
and if they would be willing to publish your book.
Yeah,
that's actually something I'm looking into doing. I have a lady friend who is trying to help me do that. But
I like how you said lady friend. That's old school.
She was actually my neighbor, this German actress. But she saw my pictures and it was really powerful.
It definitely
is. She wanted to help me, so we're kind of...
Well, I'm going to look for this book in the store.
That's my lady friend, man.
And I wish you a lot of luck, and I definitely think it will succeed. And I think it has an amazing message.
Yeah, if you want to look at the pictures, you go to jkellogg.wordpress.com.
jkellogg.wordpress.com. You heard it. There you go. Go check it out. Support this guy. He's doing good things.
Thank you, Jay.
Entrepreneur. Artist.
Thanks.
So we're going to get... Have we gotten that beat queued up? Are we good to go? Hey, Future, why don't you hop on the mic because you're about to leave. Why don't you give us some words of wisdom, some thoughts about America, some things you'd look forward to?
And some things you're going to be grateful are no more.
Things for us to watch out for?
Sure. I don't know what I'm
saying. It's not that you're going to be gone, man. You're going to be back, I think, soon.
I'll be back.
To visit.
I feel you're going to be back soon.
I'll be back.
Yeah.
There's no...
Did you say turn off the light? Oh,
chat roulette. Never going
to
happen.
Chat roulette is the service where two random people talk to each other on webcam and you don't know who it's going to be.
That's really weird.
It's the gnarliest thing ever, but it's also the ugliest thing ever, but it's also the most
funniest
thing ever.
I have no idea what you're talking about, thank God.
Here we go.
Let that be bomb, let that be bomb, let that be bomb. Came back, rhyme through the time zone. Okay, they wanna make me a clone. Go ahead, leave the track alone. Name Huey Future, I came back in the zone. You wanna rhyme, go ahead and hit a bit harder. Every day I'm getting a bit smarter. If I drink a bit more, gonna make the car swerve. Nah, I never hit the curb. My rhyme be so absurd. They look at me, they like Future, such a nerd. I just sit back chillin'. Check out my outfit, poppin' like a villain. The superhero back again. I'm just rappin' in, phone tappin' in. Be like, what happenin'? They wanna detect me, see where I rhyme from. Okay, sucker, last suit, put you up, you done, huh? You can never stop the rhyme flow. Oh-oh, they wanna tell me to say no. I'm like, I say go. Play it safe, that's for suckers. I see you punk motherfuckers. The beat gonna make me chill a bit more. Never know what's in store, huh? Your society made me snore. That's right, baby, it's just such a bore. It walk around like a whore. Then you put it back on tour. High track, low track, intact, in fact, huh? You just can't detect that. Put me on the Chris Brown beat and I beat it up. Go ahead, I just geek it up. I came back like Battlestar Galactica. You never know what's coming after. Rhyme flow like this, building pyramids again. Take the stand and make microchips, my friend. Your microchips are kinda weak against the trees. See your society fall down to its knees and saying please. Rhyme goes that show, wanna be the one who got a crazy ill flow. See the light shine and the sparkle real bright. I got this real type of insight. Damn, I rhyme tight. I be so hype, got the Nike kicks on. Transform like Voltron, back a gun of Megatron. Tick, tick, and it's a bomb. I go ahead and shake a car alarm. I'll be going down the street, make your whole block shake. All the girls still play with shake and bake. Betty Crocker told me make a cake. QB Future never ever make fake. My rhyme flow keep go, said show. Tell me what you wanna do, A-O. Drinking the E&J, off I drink the Heineken. I just do it all over again. Seen the high, seen the low, seen the tape. You see me, you just can't hate. What come next if you just call great? But I've been hanging with awesome lately. It wanna date me. Damn, it wanna rate me, but it's okay, we be all in the same. Doing raw radio, man, we got crazy game.
Yeah.
You know how Golex. Go ahead and check the context, glasses convex. Play the ball, go ahead, throw it like Kobe. Lightsaber like Juan Kenobi. They call me Huey Future. They call me Huey Future. They call me Huey Future.
Who are you?
Break your damn computer.
Cosmic computer.
Word.
Yeah, Huey, thank you.
That was
Future.
Intense.
My friend, that was good.
Thank you.
Deep.
I'm very tired right now.
You've been blessing a few of our shows with some of your freestyle.
Thank you.
Do our own form of freestyle on the show, but that is another level.
But people don't understand how talented you are, Lex. So, I mean, we have some stuff we're working on. And
thank you. The show's about gathering talent together and doing something creative
together.
It's
a room full of talented people. I like this.
Thank you for
keep
being
it going. Growing.
Promise me that you'll keep this going.
I will keep it going.
Well, you're
going to
come back for like our 90th show.
Yeah. 90th show.
That's the thing.
It'll be in Malibu, though.
I'm researching.
I'm up for that.
I want it in Malibu, though.
Why specifically Malibu?
Why do you want Malibu?
I don't know, I want to see sand and the beach and stuff.
All right, we'll broadcast outside near a bonfire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, bonfire.
Bonfire.
Yeah.
Can you imagine we're doing a show next to a bonfire?
Yes.
We're freezing our balls off here on the beach.
But it's going to be in the summer.
It'll be the summer, yeah. It doesn't matter. You got your like pool and stuff. And
I like
fun.
That.
We'll You're get a beach house
to this,
for this
evening edition of Raw Radio Becomes Eclectic.
Don't become
on
all smooth talk jazz radio.
You know what I love about jazz?
As Everything? As, it's amazing?
No, it's amazing. But on the radio, when the jazz song just finishes...
Not
94.7 The Wave.
Which one?
When a jazz song just finishes, the guy who's announcing what you just heard and who the musicians are says the bare minimum. It's so freaking funny. Like, it'll be like... That was Al Roberts' bass. Leonard Cohen upright piano. you're listening to 45 Knickers Bar or something.
And it's I just love like that they all words. Have like the Barry White's voice.
Yeah, all of them just sexy voice and like two words is all they need to
say. They always sexy voice it up. I love it. I love that jazz is associated with sexy.
Palmer guitar.
Give me some trumpet and ready to go.
Then you're ready to go, really?
Just trumpets. All I need is trumpets.
That's all you need, trumpets.
Life just needs more trumpets.
Hey, trumpets, we were talking about that. We've only have like 9 episodes. This is our 9th episode.
Right.
And I've been researching other shit and like all these shows have so many reviews, but the show sucks. The show sucks. It didn't catch me.
There's a lot of dumb people out there who listen to stupid shows. What do you want to say?
I don't know, but why are there so many reviews? But then I look, they have like 120 episodes.
Don't get jealous of stupid
I'm not
people.
Jealous. I'm just looking at where these reviews are coming from.
Their family
what do they
and
have
friends.
We don't have yet.
They have more a lot episodes. Of PR people.
It's Paris Hilton's cousin doing a podcast.
Basically. Well, everyone has a podcast now, like Padcast.
Padcast.
Typecast. Everybody has a podcast now.
It is. Tune in next week for my grandma's podcast. She'll be podcasting while she knits. This week she's doing mittens. So,
freaking genius.
Tune into that.
What's
NPR.
The soundtrack of that?
Hello.
You have a Japanese grandmother?
Oh, hello.
Hello, knitting today.
Oh, hello.
So everyone should go and write a review, please. All our listeners, there's 1,000 subscribers, but we only have like 14 reviews.
Comments,
go leave a comment, even if it's bad, but give 5
just
stars.
Just say, I just woke up. Why don't you can even leave us your Facebook status.
Yeah. Yeah, give 5 stars and say, hey, you guys suck and there's room for improvement. But just give 5 sucks. 5
right.
stars, please.
Right.
Raw Radio on podcast. Future, thank you for visiting. This was an amazing show.
Incredible.
Seriously,
are we done
though,
already?
I think
can't be
we
done.
Are because
really?
We covered
it
all.
Just passed by in
you're
a minute.
So beautiful.
Huh?
What was I just singing before I got here?
What were you singing?
Oh, pretty baby with the high heels on.
Oh, you guys sang that last time. I
freaking love that song.
You knocked me off of my feet now, baby.
Doo, 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 doo.
That was awesome.
I love me,
we
MJ.
Did that at karaoke on Sunday.
Except you took over all my vocals.
Can we end with The Way You Make Me Feel,
because
Michael Jackson, please?
You know, when I got to your house, I stayed in the car 5 extra minutes just to hear that song.
Really?
It was on. So good.
So nice. Good. I like
yeah,
that.
You guys
that's
were
exactly
into
the
it.
Kind of shit I do.
Your
hey,
mic wasn't all that, but
I know.
It's all good.
Mel,
all
thank you for it. Being here as our guest host.
Yes, I love being here.
Your hair looks like fire today.
Fire.
Actually.
It's like her hair is a flame on her head, actually.
Yes.
Your nickname.
Mel's hair looks awesome.
She looks awesome. You look like a fire fox.
Yes.
With the stripes on the side.
Patrick, what are you doing? This isn't it.
Stripes. On the side.
Yevul, as always, thank you for being my co-host.
It's been my pleasure the whole time.
You're my Robin Quivers.
Don't
but,
call me
but
that.
Far more beautiful.
Thanks.
She's on
Robin
her own,
Quivers is
you know.
50 and not that.
She's in her league.
She's
alright
for 50.
Okay.
She's
okay.
A cool chick. Can we turn the shit up?
Oh yeah.
Peace out. Love you all. Go make love tonight to somebody you care about. Mwah.